sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love. Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you are now tuned in to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And I'm excited to be with you today. I have such a great show for you. It's all about seduction. When you think of seduction, what images come to your mind? You know, I don't know about you, but for me, I conjure up Alibaba and the 40 Thieves. I conjure up old movies and movie stars and the way women seem to have been swept off their feet in the old romances. I think of Clark Gable. I even think of Fred Astaire a little bit. I think of Humphrey Bogart. And, you know, I just wonder how you would feel or I would feel if there was seduction happening in a more modern day kind of way in my current relationships or in your current relationships. Who hasn't thought or dreamt of being swept off their feet by some leading man? So that's what we're going to be talking about today, the art of seduction. And my guest is Patricia Taylor. She's a world-renowned expert in the field of expanded orgasm, which you know is one of my favorite topics to talk about and experience. She's produced a full-length DVD, Expand Her Orgasm Tonight. She's the author of the best-selling book, Expanded Orgasm, and she's the author of several online programs, including one on expanded orgasm, a 21-day program for partners, and one on the art of seduction. Patricia, I'm going to call you Patty, actually. Patty, how are you, and how wonderful of you to have this topic that we can talk about seduction. Like, what an amazing thing to bring into the modern day.
Well, thank you, Lori. I'm just so thrilled to be here and particularly thrilled to be able to share this information on seduction because, as you said, I do think that all women would love to be seduced. I think men would love to seduce women because both men and women love to just bask in the turn on and the energy that comes out of a great seduction.
So I guess my question is, I wonder if men want to be seduced too. I just have to ask you, it's like right there, the obvious.
Well, I think, first of all, I think we're all in seduce. So let me, by different things.
Yeah.
So let's define seduction.
Sure, sure.
I would say in the broadest sense, seduction is just enrolling someone else, another person, in your goals in a way that makes it sound like achieving your goals is their goal. So how does this play out? Well, in the world of sensuality and sexuality, let's just take the particular case where a man might want to just have sex, and that's his goal. And the woman, her goal is to have fun. So it could be sex, it could be food, it could be a movie. So you have two different people, and they both have their goals. So as the woman, I could enroll the man in my goals, and I think that's one seduction, and women definitely can be amazing seducers. Yet, you know, since men often want to have sex is like the number one goal for them, don't mean to typecast them, but this is what a lot of them tell me anyway.
That's great.
That they find that since, you know, sex is one of the goals for women, if he can get her to get behind his goal, well, then they both win. So, you know, that's the whole point, is to just get both people on the same page. It can be men or women, but usually men are the ones that are learning about seduction in relationship to sensuality and sexuality, because they have that goal so important to them. The women,
so,
of course,
okay.
love it.
So I see what you're saying. The distinction you're making then is that since men usually want to, like, jump to the sex as part of the, you know, they'll do the dinner and they'll do the movie and they'll do the whatever it takes to get to the sex in a certain way, like to get to their goal, it would behoove them to learn seduction skills so they could actually get what they want, and the people they're trying to seduce, their partners, would also be, like, in alignment with that. Maybe they could bypass the some of the other things on the date, but
yeah.
maybe not. It seems to me that women need to be seduced because their sex is more complicated than men's. Like, they need seduction. They need to embrace the idea of sex with their whole experience and their whole body, and maybe even for days or a week or hours before the actual sex date, they may need to be. This is a silly term to use because you used enroll, and I want to talk about that, but they might need to be more schmoozed, you know.
You know, I think the same woman might need something different on every day of the week. And I think what my point is that a man who's an expert at seduction can do a multi-day seduction. But, you know, and if he's obviously just meeting someone new, it might be one kind of seduction. But he can also come home, and I think this is often the case where you're in a relationship, and do certain things. I teach 4 keys of seduction, and do certain things that will seduce a woman very, very expeditiously, very efficiently, and not like it takes dinner and flowers and chocolates and movies, but it's almost, there are principles that you can use no matter what the seduction is, and that not only can you do that to get her interested, but you can carry these principles right into the date and have it be a better date. And the woman will be thrilled, and the man will be thrilled.
Sounds really good. I mean, it's, I'm enrolled. I'm seduced in the idea of seduction.
Good. Good. I can give you a quick example. I used to have a wonderful partner, and he was phenomenal in bed. And he was just, you know, just unbelievable. But I noticed that sometimes he just didn't seduce me. And those dates sometimes had a kind of, I mean, we'd have a date anyway because we were partners, but they kind of had a flat quality to them. And so there's a limit to how far his expertise went, even though I would say he was, you know, just brilliant. And I used to long for him to put a little more seduction into it, to just top off the amazing skills that he has. So anyway, it's a subject that's near and dear to my heart. I've taught men how to do it, and it makes a huge difference in the whole date, beginning from saying hello to, you know, thank you very much.
Sounds wonderful, more than wonderful, steamy, hot. Sounds like the perfect thing for many people who are having kind of a staleness in their relating. It sounds like this could be the thing that juices it up. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people come to Tantra because they want to steam up their relationship, and I don't know that Tantra really steams anything up. It actually takes it to another level, but perhaps not the steamy quality that people actually dream about. It sounds like, you know, I could be the leading lady in my own romance novel if one of my partners was trained by you.
That's exactly right.
That sounds great to me. Really great to me.
You know what? I'll tell you something. It's great for me, too. And when I wrote my online course, it's called The Seduction Trilogy, I had to really write this all down. And as a result, I tried it out on my partners, and they got even way better at seducing me. So it even worked on me. So I love this information.
That's so great. Well, we're gonna pause here for a moment. But when we come back, I'm going to ask you some very specific questions about this whole thing so that people listening can get a little you know, some tips and ways that they can start to look at this, and then of course how they can get more information from you. But this is very exciting. It's fresh. It's a fresh topic, even though it's probably as old as the hills. It's just a fresh look at romance, I think, which can't hurt. People, I think, are longing for what you're talking about. So if you just tuned in, stay tuned. This is Laurie Handlers, and I'm interviewing Patricia Taylor, who is an expert on expanded orgasm. And today she's talking about seduction with me and how you can add that into your current relationship and make everything more exciting. So we'll be right back. Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers.
Are you in pain or unable to sleep? Ever hear about how the body needs glutathione for natural cleansing? Could you use a boost of energy? Try Life Wave Patches. There are a variety of patches to choose from. Each one of them is designed like a small band-aid to help your body with the challenges of life when you're simply not getting what the body needs for support. And you can use these amazing patches on your pets. Go to Life Wave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook and see Suzanne Summers' interview with Dr. David Schmidt about patches that reduce stress and inflammation while increasing energy. You can also find out more at ValerieHandlers.com. That's ValerieHandlers.com. Or call Valerie at 714-928-6399 to order your patches, or consider becoming an independent Life Wave distributor. That's 714-928-6399.
Well, we're back. This is Sex and Happiness you're listening to, and I'm Laurie Handlers. And today my guest is Patricia Taylor, who is an expert in the field of expanded orgasm. And she's produced DVDs and online courses, both about expanded orgasm and about the art of seduction. And she's talking to us about how you could actually steam your relationship up or have much hotter and juicier dates if the man learns something about seduction. I want to know, Patty, are your classes filled with just men, or do couples come to you, and do you have both, or it doesn't matter because the course is online? I mean, how's this taught?
Well, actually, the Seduction Trilogy is a series of 3 ebooks, and so people just buy it, and I encourage everyone to go to seductiontrilogy.com because you can get some free information there and some, which is great no matter what. So people can just buy the ebooks, and I think primarily we sell them to men, but this information works just as well on women. I would encourage women who want their guys to be a better seducer, definitely, to learn it with them. And basically what it is, it's 4 keys to seduction is the principal part, and then there's another ebook on how to train your partner sexually. So we're going to focus on the 4 keys.
Okay, yeah. I'd like to. I mean, I'd like to just get a sense of it. And also, I just want to ask you, could somebody use this even if they're in the same sex couple? Like, if there were 2 women together, like one woman could seduce the other woman. Yeah? They could
just...
You
know what?
Yeah.
You can seduce anybody with these principles. And so it's very broad. And I will also say that you can use these principles while you're having sex. to continue to keep the date fun and interesting. So these are very core principles to learn, and you can get them, you can practice on your partner when you come home and she's making dinner or whatever, and the more you practice, the more it will become second nature to you, and then you can take them right into your sexual makeout, and you can use them anywhere else you want to. They work. That's the main thing.
So I'm at the edge of my seat now because I want to know. Let's start with one of these four keys. What are the four keys?
Yeah. Well, the four keys, I'll just quick overview, is making small offers. It's a comparable of getting a string of yeses. The second key is what I call erotic vigilance. And that's the heart of it. And really, this is the real stripped-down version, is a string of yeses and erotic vigilance. And erotic vigilance is a kind of seeing into the situation in the moment. The add-ons, which are in the more, as you get more skilled at it, are bringing in vulnerability in a very focused way that really keeps things in very small chunks. My first key is making small offers. So the word small is important. So vulnerability in a very structured way. And then the fourth key, that's the third vulnerability. The fourth is vision. And that's the kind of mastermind who is knowing which other key to use when to forward the action.
Okay, so let me see if I get this. So the first one is to get a string of yeses.
Right, that's the strategy.
So you'd be asking questions like that you think you'd get a yes to. This, I mean, Anthony Robbins is the master of this. I once saw Anthony Robbins, and he gets everybody jumping out of their seats yelling, yes, 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 yes. But you're talking about something like, can I rub your feet?
Okay, so the way you would do number one, or the string of offers, is you want to make a series, you want to run what we call menus. And menus are a series of options, like
Okay. Maybe
three things. So let's say you came over to my house. I might say, would you like tea? Would you like, and it could be all in the same category. Would you like coffee, tea, or water? Or I could say, would you like tea, or would you like to, you know, use the bathroom and freshen up? Or would you like to just come into my living room and start to relax? So I've now made you a series of three offers, and I'm hoping that when I did that, there's one of them that you'll go, oh, thanks, gee, I'd love fill in the blank, you know.
I'd love to sit down and begin to relax. I'd love to relax. I had such a day. I want to relax.
Okay, good. So now I use my erotic vigilance, and I'm noticing, and that's the awareness. It's a vigilance. That's key number two. It's vigilance just means you're super alert, and it could mean you're vigilant about yourself. But in erotic vigilance, you have your attention and your feeling. You're feeling and noticing the other person. So you came over. Maybe I want to seduce you. Who knows? I'm noticing what's interesting about you. What is there to notice? Maybe you wore something really great. Maybe you look like very tired. Maybe you look upset. So I might say, let's say you look tired. I notice you look tired. Would you like? And then I would say 10 minutes to meditate and regroup. Would you like a cup of tea again, you know, revive you? Or would you like a short foot massage?
So, I'm getting seduced. I just want to let you know. I want the foot massage.
Okay, good. Good. I'm going to come over to my house.
I think I'm easy. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. She's going to treat me that way. I'm coming over there. Okay, good. So I'll give you the foot massage. Now, notice all my things are very short cycles. They're not like, do you want to watch a movie or do you want to, you know, write a novel or whatever. They're very, very short. Because you ask someone a really big question, they get stuck. They don't want to think that far. You know, people want to stop thinking. So, okay, I've gotten two yeses. Okay, so you want the foot massage. So I give you the foot massage, and I can either get drill down into that, and is there any particular area that you would like? Would you like the toes or the arch or just the ankles? And then you could pick that. Or I could just give you the massage, and then after 10 minutes, I could run you another menu. Would you like another 10 minutes? Or would you like some more foot rubbing, or would you like to tell me a little bit about your day, or would you like to have something to eat? So you're starting to get the picture of the small offers.
Yeah, it goes on. It kind of goes on and on. And I feel like when you're talking to me about, I guess, as I'm becoming aware of this, and you're talking about menus. It feels like I'm being led into some options that are designed by you. They're all, I feel benefited by anything you're offering me, and I'm inclined to keep saying yes to where you're leading me, because I feel, in the question of what's in it for me, I feel like I'm being cared for.
Okay, good.
And I also feel like I'm being cared about.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Both. Like, I feel like you're caring for me, and I feel cared about, like you're asking me questions of things I might want. And obviously you've given some thought to this. So that feels actually good to me as the receiver.
Uh-huh. Right. And because, you see, attention is the greatest turn on of all.
Yeah.
And what I've demonstrated to you is my attention is not on me. It's on you. I'm really focused on you.
So this is brilliant. This is brilliant because it's giving men a how to navigate what could be chaotic, and often is so direct when they're just like trying to hit on the, yeah, I want to, you know, you're so sexy, I just want to be with you. I can see there's a whole art to this. I mean, there's just it's slowing everything down. It's taking time, and it is really showing attention in a way that's so comforting.
First of all, it's good to remember that women want attention 24 hours a day.
Right.
You can never go wrong giving a woman attention. I mean, whether you meet her in a bar or at a workshop or, you know, if she's a friend of a friend, a woman is going to want your attention. So the minute a man starts giving a woman attention, it will turn her on. But he has to give her the right kind of attention. Too much attention, too fast, and it'll scare her. So part of erotic vigilance, which is the second key, is right-sizing the offer. So it's just enough to really have her say yes, but a woman doesn't want to get overly committed, you know, and it's kind of fun to be led along, don't you think?
Yeah, it's not, well, for me, I mean, I'm a high achiever and definitely directive in my life. So when someone is leading me along and I can relax a little bit about making the decisions and having to choose and run everything, it's really wonderful.
Oh,
it's very great.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's great. Well, we're going to stop here for a second. When we come back, we'll get a little bit more into the second key and the third key and the fourth key, because I think this is exciting and it's so doable. It's so teachable that I think it's a natural thing. It's something that everyone should look into. I'm talking to Patty Taylor, and we're talking about the art of seduction and how simple it can be and easy, and at the same time, such a worthwhile way to relate, and it can make it really fun and juicy for partners or for people who are new. It's wonderful to have this art. So we'll be right back. Please stay tuned to Sex and Happiness.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
How would you like to lose up to a pound a day? With no exercise required, with no hunger, without being on a restrictive diet for the rest of your life, and no unpleasant side effects. If this appeals to you, you want homeopathic HCG. How do you get that? You go to hormonenurse.com. That's H-O-R-M-O-N-E, nurse.com. There you can find out about HCG and this amazing diet. It's a diet I've used, and I've lost an amazing amount of weight. I'm back to my college size. Plus, you'll find out about hormones, bioidentical hormones. Perhaps you need that too. You need it maybe for sleep, for sexual passion again, your libido. Go to hormonenurse.com.
You're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. And today I am talking with Patricia Taylor, who is an expert on expanded orgasm. And she also is an expert on seduction. And she teaches a course, and you can get ebooks online about this modern day rendition of seduction and how fun it could be and how easy it could be for men and women to participate in this. Right now, Patty's talking to me about how one goes about seducing someone. We were just talking about the first key, which was to get some yeses based on a simple menu of choices. And I was feeling great about it. She was actually like using the menu on me. So then we talked about the second key, which is being vigilant, erotically vigilant. And that's kind of where we left off. And it was feeling really great, Patty, when we were talking about how a busy woman or one who's used to really taking charge and controlling her own life, which women have had to do in the past few decades, they can't be just waiting around for someone to come into their life and make life easier for them. They've had to do many things, raise a family and go to work and direct all kinds of things. So this kind of seduction leads to a kind of relaxing, I think.
It does. Now, and I want to just tie it back to you talked about the old movies, you know?
Yeah.
And what, you know...
I thought of the other actor, Douglas Fairbanks.
Oh.
He used to be a swashbuckler, but he also was somebody who was very, very gorgeous, and even probably in some silent movies was very seductive. That's what I was thinking before, when Douglas Fairbanks Jr.,
Interesting. Well, yeah. I think we all have fantasies of being put at effect, okay? In other words, where someone just totally takes control. Because we're all very busy, and we're all in our heads really too much. You know, that's it. We're thinking, we're planning, we're judging, we're evaluating. And so someone who's erotically vigilant is someone who's, let's just say it's a man right now, can be either gender. Someone is saying, you know, I'm smart. I want to get her goals, which possibly include sexuality, to match my goal, which is definitely a hot makeout. And so I'm going to take the lead, and I'm going to put her at effect, and I'm going to put my attention on her, and I'm going to make her the kinds of offers that enable her to surrender. I'm going to give her things to surrender into. I'm going to make it really easy and interesting for her to say yes. And to do that, I'm going to notice her. I'm going to notice her face. Is she tired? Is she waking up? Did she do something out of the way? And I'm going to put that attention on her. What happens is the woman, when she feels that this man is taking pleasurable control of the situation, which is what you see in all of those very hot romantic movies, is the man sweeps her off her feet, right?
Yes.
She's out of control. She's into total surrender, but there's a trust there too. That she's surrendering into good arms, into someone that's really going to look out for her and bring her happiness. And as this happens, guess what else is happening?
I don't know. I'm just picturing Gone with the Wind, you know. So I don't know what else is happening.
As this happens, she's getting turned on.
Yes.
She's actually starting her, as her mind drops, as this man or erotic vigilant person, we're saying it's man for now, is putting her to effect, is taking control, she is warming up to him. She's like thinking, wow, I feel met, I feel heard, I was frazzled, I'm not frazzled. And it only took 5 minutes or 10 minutes or a half an hour or whatever, but I think people can do more harm than good if they extend the chaos, but I think you can take down the chaos and turn the whole mood into one where the energy is climbing. And that's what the erotic vigilant is doing. He's feeling her, he's feeling himself. Is the energy going up? So he's noticing all of this, and that's how he is knowing the kinds of offers to make. But she's getting turned on, and she's turning him on. So the energy is just getting warmer and warmer and warmer and hotter.
What you're saying here, and I want to also have you define this being at effect, being at the effect. But I think what you're saying here is that as a woman is being paid attention to in a very careful way, that's the biggest turn on. I mean, you did say it. A woman getting attention as much as possible in a careful and caring way is the biggest turn on, and that will have her open and surrender and be available for whatever the plan is.
Well, let's put it this way. We women, you're a woman, I'm a woman, we mm-hmm. want a lover who will do just that, who will know when to go easy and slow and when we want it hard and fast and know the difference. And when we sense that kind of attentive caring, there's this light bulb in our mind, in our bodies that goes off and says, this could be a lot of fun with this guy. I could dance with this guy. He's going to take care of me. He's going to make it good for me. You just sort of start to realize that what you see is what you're going to get. You're going to keep getting it because that's, and so this man who is doing these, or a person who's doing these very, very simple things is starting to look very sexy to you.
This is what you mean by being put at effect. Like he's doing these things, And I'm at the effect of it, or you're at the effect of
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
Because it's interesting terminology. It's very, well, you know, it's just interesting terminology. It's transformational terminology, actually, to be saying that, to be at the effect of. And usually, I would say in my life, I don't want to be at the effect of people's whims. I don't want to be at the effect of their attitudes. I don't want to be at the effect of their moods. And now you're redefining it. You're turning it on and turning me on with the idea, oh, I'd like to be at the effect of somebody paying that kind of attention to me.
Those are excellent points. I don't think anyone wants to be at the short end of some idiot stick, which is probably how a lot of women feel half the time, right? And which is why they're not turned on. So to surrender into something, to surrender to ourselves, you know, to surrender to our life force energy, to our turn on, to our pure desire, that's really what I'm talking about. And I think to be able to surrender is an extremely great privilege. And it has to be with the right person, someone that you trust enough to hold the space for you while you go in. You surrender to yourself and you surrender to the man, but I think at the deepest level, as a woman who's really in a sexual situation, you're surrendering to your really deep primal desires, your spiritual calling, your bodily hunger. You're surrendering to yourself, but you need someone there who can hold the container for your surrendering to go into, so you're not just falling to pieces without boundary. That he's there to hold you. He's like that little rope that you're tethered to while you go flying out through the galaxies, and he's that thing, that rope that's tethering you. And so you're at effect because the more skilled he is at doing that, the further out you go into that deep surrender. So
That's fabulous. I mean, you, as you were speaking, I was thinking, just as you were speaking, I was thinking, yes, I'm surrendering to my own desire. And then you said, and you're surrendering to your deepest desires and hunger. And then what came next to my mind was, well, he has to be skilled. And then you said, and he has to be skilled. It's nothing like being on the same page, you know. You just described it so perfectly that it was, you know, I was there. Like, if enrollment really is taking someone there, taking them to the vision, the picture that you have, you just painted the picture for me. It was all in my mind, and you spoke it.
Great. So. And I got you to not only want to go there, but to go there.
Yeah, it was great. Really great. We're going to have to break here again for a moment. But when we come back, I want to talk about the vulnerability you mentioned and then how, you know, how people can find out more, because I want everyone I know now to find out more about this. That's great. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler. I'm interviewing Patricia Taylor today, who's talking about seduction with me, and she's doing such a great job. She's painting a picture of how it could be, and I'm starting to feel like Scarlett O'Hara in Gone with the Wind, you know. So I'd like you all to feel like that, or you all to feel like Rhett Butler, I mean, whichever the case should be. So please come back with us from break, because Patty's going to tell us some more about this and how you can get more information. We'll be right back.
Many times you've heard my guests and me discuss emotional release techniques. Now you can do emotional release work in the privacy of your own home. In my CD, Shamanic Release in Lottie Hahn, I create a very, very safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work I'm known for in my Tantra courses. First, I set you up with the proper positioning and breathing, and then I guide you through emotional states to the beat of tribal African rhythms. Try this CD as an easy way to do your personal clearing work on a regular basis, and watch your relationships walk free from emotional baggage. You can order my CD at butterflyworkshops.com for only $20. I believe you're worth it. I hope you do. Go to butterflyworkshops.com and get your copy now, and walk free from emotional baggage.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler. I'm interviewing Patty Taylor, who is just, I'm having a great time with her, being introduced to the modern art of seduction. You know, I was thinking also on the break about a different kind of seduction, which happened in Swept Away, the Lena Wertmuller movie with Giancarlo Giannini. They were stuck on an island, and he had to actually dominate her to seduce her, because she so didn't want to surrender, the woman in that film. And yet it turned out to be so hot, because he did all kinds of things that had her finally surrender to him and become so vulnerable. And that was just one of the hottest movies there ever was. So I'm saying, okay, let's go to this vulnerability piece. You know, what is it? This is, if a man is skilled enough, a woman will show her vulnerability. And isn't a man being somewhat vulnerable by risking all this? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I just want to say, when I talk about the vulnerability, it's the third key in my seduction trilogy. So I use it in a very specific context.
Okay.
And if you'll recall, I said that things should come in pretty limited size chunks.
Yes.
And you can always sign up for another 10 or 15 minute segment or whatever, but it's easier to say yes to a smaller size chunk than to a large chunk. So if you say, let's do an hour of processing, that's not as easy to say yes to as, you know, let's take 10 minutes and do some processing, or and let me find some stuff out, and or 15, and we'll see how that goes and if we need more. So most people would find that's an easier thing to say yes to. So the vulnerability that I teach, first of all, I just want to say about vulnerability, it's part of my seduction trilogy is really in three parts. This is part of my advance. So you can really do a great job of seduction just with erotic vigilance and small offers. But I think to really get a woman turned on and to start to play her at your maximum capacity as a seducer, you light a match under a woman when you get the emotional juices going. And so you want to always have that as an option. Sometimes there's emotional stuff in the space that can be quickly diffused, and sometimes there's stuff that actually is going to take a while. So pretty much what I teach are some methods of going in there and asking questions with a very specific format that just bring in an emotional dimension. And you can process with them, or you can just use them as, you know, in a bar if you're just meeting someone for the first time. So let's go back to our example of you came over to my house and you were looking tired. You come from New York, I'm in San Francisco, so, you know, I might say, are you feeling tired because you've had such a long trip? Or is it more that you're feeling frustrated because your plane was delayed and this has really affected your itinerary for the day? And then you might tell me, well, I'm really... Neither of those two. I'm really sad because before I left, I realized I wasn't able to do something that I wanted to do, and it's been on my mind, and so on and so forth. So now, okay, we've had some emotional communication, and at which point I could just run you another menu and say, well, would you like to make a phone call? Would you like to take 10 minutes and just really handle that? And, you know, here's the phone. So maybe I do that. And then you might say to me, no, it's really more that's bringing up feelings that I've had of so on and so forth. So I might say, okay, so you're feeling a need for professionalism and this person didn't meet your need. And you might say, yes, that's it. And so what we've done in a very brief amount of time is I've gotten on your page with you, and rather than coming in, we've never met in person, but you would feel like, wow, this person really cares about me, and I've got to kind of let go of everything, and now I'm fully present. So the vulnerability is just a way of getting very expeditious, effective emotional communication happening. So pretty much you can bring it into the date. It's juicy when we touch each other's hearts, and yet it also is a way to let go of stuff.
Well, it feels like a letting go. It also feels like getting connected.
Yes.
Like you've connected to me in my world.
Yes.
Rather than trying to force your world on me. Oh, forget about what's going on. You know, you're here with me now. No, you're saying, hey, I want to know about you. I want to know what you're feeling. And again, I feel like I want to open, and I feel like I'm being cared for.
Right.
So you're getting in my world, even though really I'm in your world. I'm getting more and more open to you and your world, but you're slowly opening me like petals, you know, like a flower opening. You're slowly opening me, but it's in really short chunks of time. It's really masterful what you're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes,
you're welcome.
Really, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what can people do tonight? Like, if someone's listening and they want to start taking a little bit of ground in this, they want to get a little bit skilled in this, what's something that people can do immediately?
Okay. Well, I would say, of course, they can always go download my ebooks and read them.
Sure. Well, let's tell them where to do that again.
Well, seductiontrilogy.com is where they can get the free information as well as the program. It was priced very reasonably. And also Expanded Lovemaking is my website, so they can always go there. And I also teach Expanded Orgasm. I have a 21-day course. You know, that brings in the skill level, which I think is important.
Yes. Your Expanded Orgasm book is amazing. I recommend it to everyone.
Oh,
so,
thank you. I have a DVD out, too. So,
fabulous.
There's a lot of help out there if you want it. And I think sometimes to bring home a book and just even talk about the book or the online information and say, hey, I bought this because I really want to be be great with you, and will you help me do it? And, you know, I think even that could be great. But let's back up and say, okay, you haven't got to the computer yet, or you haven't got to the store. What can you do?
Right.
Well, I would say to figure out when you go home or when you meet that person, you really want to practice the art of getting into present time. So it's just like take a moment, and I know you teach a lot of this, where you just have a few really full breaths where you connect up your whole body, heart, mind, spirit, and just feel yourself, okay? Because you can't take control of someone else unless you have control of yourself, unless you're in present time. If you're still worried about your day, you're not going to be a good seducer. But
right.
I think with a little bit of deep, focused breathing, letting that go, really feeling your genitals and your energy, and you can get present if that's what you decide. Then you go into your encounter with the intention of making a series of menu offers, giving your partner a string of menus where she'll say yes. So you'll see your partner, you'll figure out a series of three things, menu items, that you can offer, and you want to guess, is that there at least one that she'd say yes to that's very 10 minutes or thereabouts.
Sounds
and
great.
If she says no to any of those, try three more. And you can always ask her, well, what do you want? But that gets her thinking, so I would just don't give up, but you'll find something where she'll be thrilled. And then I would say the experiment is to see how long it takes you to get her really opening up to you. And the art will be at some point as you get this series of yeses from her, you as the man can judge the situation and they can become more sensual. So I know by the time I've had a foot rub and a back rub and, you know, some cuddling and whatnot, it's like I'm ready to go to the next level. And I just to be in that experiment. And if that's not happening after a while, to use the vulnerability and check in. And are you feeling tired because you're still recovering from your cold, or are you feeling sad because we haven't done this in a long time and are you wishing we would do this more, or do a little bit of the emotional connecting.
That's so great.
But to make it a goal to have her open up to you and surrender to you.
It's you're making it simple, you're demystifying it, and it's wonderful. Thank you so much for doing this work. And it's step by step, so it's so easy for people to learn. It's great stuff, Patty. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And this can go all the way through a sexual date. Would you like more pressure, or, you know, would you like
right.
me to go in circles up and down, or, you know what I mean? There's no need that this has to end when you actually get sexual. You can keep running menus and noticing her and being vulnerable all the way through the whole evening.
Well, this is great, great information. Unfortunately, we have to end here. So I don't know.
I know you'll be back, Lori.
I will be back. I'm excited about this, and I'm excited about all your next topics that you're going to come out with, because you just do such a great, great job in the world of educating people on how to be, and you make it simple. You just take all the roughness and the scariness out of it and make it simple for people. So thanks for doing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I was going to say, I know you'll be back, but you haven't been here, but I'd love to have you come over and have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever it is, or that
I will. That's great, Patty. Thank you. You've been listening to Sex and Happiness, and this is Lori Handlers, and I've just been talking with Patty Taylor about the art of seduction, and you can do it at home. You can find out more about it at expandedlovemaking.com, or you can go to seductiontrilogy.com and get that 3-part download for yourself. Patty, thanks for being my guest today. Yeah, I'm looking forward to more stuff from you. You know,
thank you so much.
So great. So creative. Okay, everybody, this is Laurie Handlers. Thanks for listening. Thank you to my sponsors. And next time, we'll be talking to somebody who's an out-of-the-box, like a totally outrageous and creative bodywork professional, somebody who is beyond chiropractic and beyond psychic healing and beyond all kinds of things. And he'll be talking about how his care and the way alternative professionals can help you with your sex and your happiness. So please come back to Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make me feel like a